Hello and welcome to the Design and Marketing Podcast here with Rob Cubbon. I hope you're well. Thank you very much for listening to my first ever podcast. This podcast is going to be about design and marketing. It's for graphic designers, web designers, or anyone who makes their living online. And we're going to be discussing how we can market our businesses and increase and vary our income streams. Now, as you may know, I set up a design business about 6 years ago, and this was primarily because I started a WordPress blog. And since then, I've been learning about blogging and social media, SEO, email marketing, monetization, all sorts of things like that. And I've also been sharing my knowledge with the wider community. One of my special interests, of course, is passive income, which we all love, and a lot of designers I know are interested in this area. Passive income, that's creating products or promoting affiliate products in order to create income that you can earn in your sleep. That's passive income as opposed to active income, which is working for our wonderful clients, which we don't mind doing. We just would like to do a little bit less of it. All of these podcasts are going to be coming out, I hope, in 2 week intervals. I've learned from blogging that it's best to be consistent with your blog posts, and I try to blog at least once a week. And with the podcast, I'm going to say once every fortnight, and let's hope that this goes well. I'm going to try very hard to make sure I release a podcast every 2 weeks. But on every podcast, I'm going to have a guest. So I'm not going to be talking on my own, which will be a very good thing. I'm going to invite some amazing people, designers, and anyone I can get my hands on, basically, who'll come and talk to me about their business online, how they get work, how they get clients, how they started, and what they're doing for the future. And this week, I have got Tara Roskell. And Tara Roskell is from UK, like me. She has a blog called graphicdesignblog.co.uk. That's how I first was aware of her. And believe me, that was a while ago, because she has been blogging probably for as long as me, which isn't that long, since 2006, 2007, something like that. And she's also does a lot of other things. We talk about how she got her graphic design clients, how she started up her design business, and what she's doing to grow it as well. We also finished the interview talking about passive income, and in Tara's case, this means concentrating on design courses for the time being. That's one of her many pies that she has fingers in, and she has a course on at Udemy, udemy.com, which is a site that sells courses. Her site is called Logo Design Course for Beginners on Udemy. I've actually created a little link for that, so if you, so this might be easy for you to remember. It's robcubbon.com/logo course, or one word, and that'll get you to Tara's course. But we just mentioned that at the end, and it's pertinent at this point to mention that we'll also be talking on another podcast about logo design. So wait up for that one. That'll be podcast number 3. But let's get going with podcast number 1 and an interview with graphic designer Tara Roskell. Shall we start at the very beginning?
Go for it.
How did you get into design, Tara?
Well, I did the very traditional route. So I went to college, did a general art and design course because I had no idea whether I wanted to do like fine art or illustration or what. And it was really just one of my tutors said, well, if you like those two things, you'd probably like graphics.
Oh.
So I went on and did an HND in graphics.
Right.
And yeah, from there, my first job was actually an internship at the college, this very same college. And I did all their marketing materials.
Okay. That's an interesting way of getting into it. And for people who don't know what an HND is, what sort of a degree is that?
It's similar to a degree, but it's a 2-year course. And they tend to be more, I don't even know if they still do them now, because it's so long ago. But it was more, I guess it tends to be more practical, probably, mm-hmm. than a degree.
Yeah, yeah.
I got offered a degree, but I really didn't want to. I was wanted to get out there and start working.
Yeah, I understand that. So 2 years was better than three on the education front. And so how much did you use your education when you started working?
God, it was a complete shock, because when we were at college, I think we had, it was 20 years ago, we had about 10 Macs, I think, and that was probably between at least 100 or so students.
Yeah, well, they were expensive in those days.
Exactly, I think those tiny little box things, and they were probably black and white as well.
Yes.
No colour printers. Yes. So, yeah, of course, we had to share those. So when I went to this company, obviously I had a Mac of my own. So it was really being thrown in the deep end, and luckily the people, no one else was a designer, but they were really good to me and really helped me. So yeah, it was thrown in the deep end.
Well, that's good. Was that your only job, or did you have another one after that?
Oh, I've had several jobs after that. I worked for several different agencies, probably different agencies for about 10 years. I'd probably stay at a place for sort of two years. Then I'd probably start getting bored, because it'd be the same type of work and I'd want to move up the ladder a little bit. So did that for about 10 years. And then myself and one of the guys I worked with, we went and we basically got set up in a company. There was another guy who backed us, who owned a repro house and a printers. So he backed us and we went in there, and he was kind of a silent partner, but we set up our own design company. The other guy did the sales and I did the design work.
And at that time, you would have been doing print design work mostly, I'm guessing.
Pretty much all of our work was print design work. Well, we worked, and actually we did really well. We made a decent amount of money, but the chap I worked with decided he wanted to move abroad. And the senior, sort of the guy who'd set us up, he had different ideas on the way the company would go forward to me. So I decided I'd go on my own.
Right.
So basically I left and decided I would... initially, I just freelanced in-house for people for people I basically approached, and also people I already knew.
Right. So you weren't working from home at this point, but you were working for yourself.
Working for myself, yeah. I mean, I did do some work from home, but the majority, because the internet still wasn't really... I mean, it was getting fast enough, but because I'm in a village, we still didn't have broadband. We were still on dial-up, you know.
How were you getting work at that point, before you were blogging as well?
Well, at that point, obviously, as I say, it was in-house stuff, and what I did was, obviously, I knew I was going to be leaving the other company, and there was, everybody knew about it, so it wasn't a big secret or anything. So I started sending out letters, went the old traditional route, sent out letters to people I'd previously worked for, because I'd left all the companies I worked for, you know, on good terms, and I was, you know, I thought I had a good chance of getting some work from them. And luckily, quite a few of them, either they were still have the same companies or they'd set up new companies. And most of them gave me work.
Right.
And then I also approached a client that one of the companies I used to work for did work for, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew they no longer worked with them, so it wasn't like an issue that I was taking them away. And she'd always said she liked my work. So I sent her a letter as well, all very traditional. And, she said, come in and see me. So that's how I got my first set of work.
Yeah, so you were working your innermost networking circle, and you were going off at tangents a little bit. And it does pay to say that, you know, generally speaking, one doesn't contact one's agency clients when one leaves one's agency, but in this case it was fine because everyone knew about it and the client had already left the agency. But that's interesting. So you're buzzing around town, going to work on other people's Macs and other people's computers, and doing a little bit at home for yourself, and you are self-employed at this point. You're working for this yourself. How did things progress from there?
Well, I sent out more letters to people I didn't know. Again, tend to be most of the agencies, or, you know, print sort of companies. Anybody who did print work, basically. And some of them also gave me work. And one of them specifically, I was doing a lot of work in-house from, and I started saying to them, you know, can I do some of this from home? So they ended up giving me most of the work from home, and obviously the internet had speeded up, so we were doing that. And then I decided, off a bit of a tangent, I decided, oh, I'm going to start a job board, because I saw, you know, about getting jobs and how difficult or, you know, it was. So I started working on that, and I got a developer involved, but it didn't work out very well. But meanwhile, I decided to promote that. I'd set up a blog. Had no idea how to set up a blog. So I was reading like Dummy's Guide to SEO and all this stuff online. Set up this blog and didn't do the job board, but noticed that people were reading my blog.
Yeah.
And started getting people emailing me and saying, oh, you know, we're looking for someone to do this. Yeah. Would you be interested? And it was actually a lot of local people.
That's really. And what year was this?
Oh, God. God, now you've got me. I have no idea.
Well, come on. You must remember what year you started your first ever website.
It's got to be. The blog, I have to say, 5 or 6 years. I had a really basic website prior to that that I made in, you know, like these little Mickey Mouse kind of packages. Freeway, I think it was Softpress Freeway.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I think I dabbled with something called PageMill at one point. But yeah, we've all gone up blind alleys. But your blog, I should imagine you set it up in about 2006, 2007. Yeah. Would that be right?
Yeah.
So I've obviously got a better idea of this than you have, because I remember reading it at that time. And this is graphicdesignblog.co.uk?
That's the one, yeah.
Graphicdesignblog.co.uk. If anyone wants to get in touch with Tara, that's where she... That's one of the places you live, and we want to get on to the other places as well. And interesting that you did get clients from your blog, and even more interesting, they were from your local area. I mean, understandably, they come from the UK. The blog is .co.uk. It's probably hosted in the UK. But, I mean, the blogging thing obviously took off for you.
Yeah, it did. And the funny thing was, I wasn't even really targeting clients.
Yeah.
When I started, I was really targeting other designers. So I was writing, you know, articles for designers, really.
Yeah, me too. I was more thinking about getting work, but I found, funnily enough, it helped to write things that other designers would be interested in anyway, because they link to it and it gets the visitor figures up, and eventually clients come along and contact you.
I guess it shows your expertise as well, doesn't it, really?
Exactly. I mean, if you've got the ability to go out there and write a piece on design, then there's a fair assumption that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
At least a little bit. So how did things go on from there in the last 5 or so years?
Well, I mean, things progressed from there. I say I got some clients that I continue to do work from, really, from there. I mean, every now and again you get a thing through. You get also get some saying, can you do me a logo? And they want it for like £20.
Yes. And what do you say to these people, Tara? You want logos?
Sorry, I can't help you.
Good.
Yeah.
I just want to check on that one.
So, yeah, I've basically got a lot of my clients, a lot of clients through the blog. And I've also got more lately. I've got a couple kind of through Twitter, or a couple of jobs. Some's ongoing, and, you know, I've done an odd job as well. It'll kind of indirectly, though, because... And that's a funny thing. It's probably what you really want to do, is that I interviewed someone who I found on Twitter for another podcast that I do, and became friends, and now she gives me work. And that was never kind of the intention, which is always nice.
Yeah, it is interesting how these things are quite often kind of tangential. You're not looking for work, and there's a parallel between the blogging as well, isn't there? You're not looking for work. You're not saying, "Hey, I'm a graphic designer. I do this."
Yeah.
But you're in there and you're participating, whether it's social media or blogging, and the results come, success comes from it in some weird and wonderful way. How are things for you at the moment? What are you looking for?
I'm trying to kind of split my time a little bit. So I'm still doing design work and continuing that with the clients I've got, and obviously if I get any new inquiries through the blog. But I'm also trying to create courses for designers, because probably like you get a lot of questions through your blog. You know, people say, how do I learn how to do graphic design? And there's loads of stuff out there on software. Well, I found anyway. So you can learn any software really easily online, but very little actually the design side, the real, you know, how to lay it out, how to get ideas. So I've put together a video course for beginners. It's for total beginners on how to design a logo. And that goes, I've actually literally got a client. Well, it's someone I found on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I literally show in that course the actual person being interviewed for the briefing, taking the briefing, and I go through the whole process, getting ideas, mood boards, and then sketching all the ideas out. So it's literally from start to finish. I'm really enjoying that, because I get a lot of feedback from the students. It's quite good.
Well, I've seen this course, and I think you're selling yourself a bit short saying it's for beginners, because, I mean, it may be okay for beginners to watch it, because they will definitely learn about it. But then again, I learned from it. Definitely. I mean, it is an absolutely real world example, a frighteningly real world example of. By frightening, I mean it's the detail is absolutely right, because you are talking to this client, and the client is saying what he wants. And you are asking questions about what he's just said, and honing in on the logo design processes. And it's really interesting. I really enjoyed watching it. And I think it's a good resource for learning how to, for any graphic designer trying to create a logo for a client, which is I would say. Hands down, actually, I would say it's the most difficult thing in my job. It's the thing I find the most difficult. I don't know about anyone else, but what I'd like to do, Tara, is say if people are interested in that course, they can. I'll make a URL later, and what I'll do is call it robcubbon.com/logo course, and by the time I've done this podcast, I'll have made that link go through to your course. But if you agree, I would like you to come on again to my podcast, and we could do a podcast on designing logos.
That sounds cool. Yeah, great.
Thanks for saying yes.
Oh, I'd love to have you.
Thank you so much. That really would be great. But congratulations on that course, because I believe it's done quite well already.
Yeah, it has. I've been having great feedback, which is, it's one of those things where you put something out there, you never know how people are going to take it. So, yeah.
Well done for that. And we'll talk about that a bit about that later. As we're signing off now, would you like to give me a last question? I'm going to ask you one last question. And what advice would you give somebody who would like to work for themselves online as a graphic designer, web designer, work from home, that sort of thing? What final bits of advice would you give them?
Well, definitely blog. That's one I've tried, and I think now I'd also think about trying to use video and stand out in some way. I mean, I've thought before how cool it would be to actually send someone an email, and then you have a link in there, and it's unique video to that person you're sending the email to, saying hi, who you are, you know, showing them some work or saying something you know about them.
That's a good idea. Because all these things we try out, I don't know if you're the same, I always think, oh, God, I wish I'd done this last year, you know.
Yeah.
So, and video is one of them. It's something that we've been slow. I've been slow to get into, and then you realise the power, and you think, "Oh my god!"
I know.
You know.
I haven't tried it myself.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe I'm just giving my idea away.
Well, don't worry. I'll just...
So nobody do that. Cut that out.
I'll just have to steal that one from you. No, but great advice, Tara. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Rob.
And this has been Tara Roskill, and you can be found at graphicdesignblog.co.uk.
That's right.
And check out your video, your logo designing course, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Tara. That was fantastic. Thank you for that interview. Tara Roskill there. If you want to contact Tara, if you want to find out more about her design business, just go to graphicdesignblog.co.uk and you can find all her Twitter and everything else there. But if you're interested in her logo course, of course, here's this quick link again. It's at my site, Rob Cubbon, so it's robcubbon.com, robcubbon.com/logo course, all one word. And I must say that's a naughty affiliate link, so if you do buy the course through that link, I may get a small commission. Otherwise, you could just go to Udemy and search for the logo design course for beginners, because that's the name of the course. So thanks very much, Tara. Again, that was a great interview. I really enjoyed speaking to her. And as I say, on podcast 3, she'll be back again, and we'll be just talking about logo design. And our second podcast in 2 weeks' time will be with Andy Sowards. And he's at andysowards.com, a huge design blog. That's a great interview. So I'm really looking forward to that one. So that's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. This is Rob Cubbon here from robcubbon.com. I'll give you the spelling once more, R-O-B-C-U-B-B-O-N. And it's been a delight to spend some time with you. Thank you so much. We'll get the podcast up and running on iTunes soon, so you can subscribe. But you can head on over to my site where you can see a video of me talking to Tara, and you can leave a comment if you wish. Thank you very much. Goodbye.